Bill, how are you this morning?
Tony, I'm doing just fine. How about you up there in Lansing?
Well, we're doing pretty good. I've always been a big auto show guy. I love to bring the family down there. And this year's auto show is going to be bigger and better than ever because of all the cool new features of Kobo.
Well, I got to tell you, Tony, we've got a great show planned, and it will be the place that you would very much like to take your family, because we are going to have an awful lot to offer this year. And a couple of the big things, we're going to have 30 to 40 worldwide debuts. These are vehicles that have never been seen before. They have not been shown at any other auto show around the world, and most of the manufacturers like to introduce their prototypes and new products in Detroit because of the number of press that we draw from around the world. We have over 60 different countries represented at the North American International Auto Show. So that, along with the upgrades that are happening at Kobo, I think it's going to be just a fantastic show and something that everyone and you would definitely want to bring your family, because we will have something for everyone.
The public show is from January 15th through the 23rd.
That is correct.
Over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of concern about Detroit losing this auto show. Chicago's put a lot of effort into their show. You needed more space, especially if you were going to stay at Kobo. Is that concern still there, or have you been battling it to put it away?
Well, let me say this. The one thing that has happened for us, we've had a change of leadership in the city of Detroit, and we've also had a change of leadership at Kobo. So between the two, they formed a regional authority, which is made up of the three major counties here, and also the city of Detroit, and also the governor has placed someone on that authority. The five-place authority now runs Kobo, and I got to tell you, we have made more progress in the last year under the new authority and new leadership here in Detroit than we have in the last 10 years. So as far as the North American International Auto Show moving its home, I don't think you're going to see that anytime in the near future or down the road. I mean, the home of the show is in Detroit. It started in Detroit. We're going to keep it in Detroit because Detroit is such a car-oriented area. This southeast part of Michigan, it's known for the automotive industry, and we plan to keep it that way. The leadership is here, and we want it to stay here.
So what are you getting from Dave Bing that you didn't get from Kwame Kilpatrick? What are you getting from the new leaders of Kobo?
A real sense of cooperation. What he's done, he has, like, bridged a gap, and he has made it more of a cooperative effort rather than just a City of Detroit effort. He has involved people from Wayne, Oakland, Macomb County, also from Lansing. So everyone now is on board. I think they're comfortable with his leadership. I think they're supporting him, and he is also supporting their efforts and things that they're trying to get done. So I think it's more of a cooperative effort, not just, you know, solely on the City of Detroit. I think we're really making progress from that standpoint.
Bill Perkins is the vice chairman of the 2011 North American International Auto Show. And, of course, you can see that starting in January. The public will be invited to the show between January 15th and the 23rd. And this is an exciting time for you, I know, because the big three really seem to be on their way back, and this electric car phenom really is going to impact this year's show.
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of things going on, and the other thing that I would like for everyone to know is that there will be a lot of things leading up to public days. We have press preview days, which are January 10th and 11th. We have industry days, which are the 12th and the 13th. And then we have our charity preview, which is the one of the largest charity events in the world, held right there at Kobo on January 14th, which is the night before we have the ribbon cutting ceremony on the 15th, open public days. But you mentioned our green theme. The other thing that we will have that's new this year, we will have what we call a smarter living display. And in Michigan Hall, we will have our we'll have our ride and drive, which will feature all of the hybrid / electric vehicles from the manufacturers participating in the show. But we will also have a Town Square Smarter Living Display. And these two displays are in conjunction with our partnerships with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and also our partnership with DTE Energy.
And what, Go ahead, Bill.
Well, these two displays, what they will demonstrate, for the last 2 years, we've kind of been on a green theme and basically, you know, exposing the public to electric vehicles and things of that nature. So now we want to take that to the next level and show people how it incorporates into everyday living. So in other words, we will have, we will be showcasing a lot of the vendors from around the state of Michigan that produce eco-friendly type products for the home. In other words, we'll have wind turbines there. We will have solar panels there. We will be able to demonstrate to the public, if you purchase an electric vehicle, what are you going to do with it? How is that going to fit into your style of living? How are you going to charge that? How will you, you know, continuously charge it and keep it up to date since it operates on electricity and not gasoline? All of these things will be demonstrated in Michigan Hall this year at our auto show.
And then finally, Bill, before we let you go, the tough economic times led to a leaning of the auto show and the displays, but the fruitfulness of the economy getting a little bit better, we're going to see some more of the glitz and glamour that we like.
You're going to see a lot of glitz and glamour. I really have to admit, being a car guy, when you see the amount of effort and also money that the manufacturers put into these displays, it'll take your breath away. You're going to see, it's just going to be a dynamite show, and I just encourage everyone to come out because it's something worth coming to see.
All right, Bill, the website is naias.com. How much is a ticket going to cost to get into the auto show?
Tickets will cost $12 this year for a normal entry, and the kids' tickets are, I think they're either $8 or $10.
All right, Bill. Thanks so much. Bill Perkins, Vice Chairman of the 2011 North American International Auto Show. Enjoyed the conversation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tony.